Welcome back to the Hannah Ashton Podcast, the podcast for the boss babe, woman entrepreneur, and influencer. So today I'm going to be talking about YouTube's new guideline for monetization that they released 2 weeks ago. And it is a very hot topic. A lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are upset. A lot of people are discouraged. And today I just wanted to give you guys some hope and my insight on this new rule and how it affects you. I actually used this topic in my mini blog post that was released in my email newsletter last week. If you don't know about the Hannah Ashton newsletter, you can sign up on hannahashton.com. We only send you one email a week, no spam. And that one email is full of all the content released, all of my YouTube videos that relate to being a boss babe, all of the blog posts that went up on hannahashton.com that week, and my latest podcast. It also includes a feature that is exclusive just to the email, and it is my personal blog post. I call them my journals each week. And so every Sunday you get that exclusive blog post from me found nowhere else. And last week I talked about this topic, but today I wanted to expand on it a little bit more. So go sign up for the newsletter if you haven't already, and let's get into this topic. So if you haven't heard already, the new guideline YouTube released for 2018 is that channels wanting to monetize their videos, which means that they have ads play before their videos, and when a person clicks on the ad, the creator, the YouTuber, gets paid a percentage from YouTube. That's monetization. And the new rule is that instead of just needing 10,000 total views to join the partner program to be monetized, channels also need to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of view time in the past year. I posted about this on my Instagram stories, and I got many DMs back with different responses, and it was really cool to read all of your thoughts and comments about this new rule. One of the questions I got was, what is watch time and what is view time and how do I check that? Watch time is basically how long viewers are watching your video. Let's say you have a 10-minute video, but the viewer only watches 2 minutes. That 2 minutes gets added to your overall watch time. So YouTube is saying you need 4,000 hours of view time in the past year. You can check your watch time by going to your analytics. And since this is a podcast, I can't really show you the screen. But basically, if you look analytics, search, or YouTube help, you can find your watch time. Okay, you may be asking, how do I get a bigger watch time? Here are my tips. First off is you need to make sure your videos are engaging. If you have very boring sections of your video, the viewer is probably not going to stay watching. There is a statistic that approximately 20% of the people who start your video will leave after the first 10 seconds. That's kind of scary, but that also means you need an amazing intro and you need to get straight to the point in your video, which is something I even struggle with. I like to ramble on. I like to talk about these things, but try to get straight to the video so that the audience stays engaged. And then if you have announcements, information, whatever, you can add that at the end. So make sure your intros are amazing and make sure there's not a lot of dead time. If there's awkward pauses or times in your video where there's silence, definitely edit those out. Also, you want to keep your video really under 15 minutes. Unless your video needs to be long or it's requested that you do more longer videos, try to have shorter videos. Why? Because let's say you have a 5-minute video compared to a 10-minute video. It's going to be easier for you to get your entire video watched, and that's going to help people stay engaged because it's really good if they watch one video entirely through and then they want more so they go on to the next video of yours. That's going to look awesome to YouTube and they're going to boost your channel because of that. That looks better than them watching 5 minutes of a 10-minute video and then being bored. Now let's go over some other things I want to bring to your attention about this rule. I got a lot of DMs saying that people were very frustrated, and I totally understand. As a starting creator, I would be frustrated too. But also I want to tell you, it's not getting easier and it never was getting easier. Ever since YouTube became popular and, you know, people started making money from YouTube, there was never a point in YouTube where it was growing exponentially and then it dropped and it was like all of a sudden easier to start a YouTube channel. It's never been like that. It's always gotten harder day by day. So what does that mean? It means that if you are wanting to start a YouTube channel and it's just been in the back of your head and you're thinking, okay, I'll wait till YouTube gets easier to start, that's never going to happen. It's going to be easier to start your YouTube channel now than it's going to be, you know, in 6 months from now. So it's never getting easier and it never was getting easier to start on YouTube or start a business or whatever. And you may say, well, Hannah, when back in, you know, 2014, there wasn't this rule that stopped creators from making money starting off. No, there wasn't, but there also wasn't as many resources for how to create awesome channels. I wish I could have had something like what I'm creating now. That's why I wanted to start Hannah Ashton Content, because I want to give my viewers the resources that I've learned over the past 5 years of learning most of what I've done on my own. But there were definitely less resources back, you know, at the start of YouTube than there are now. So it's all different. Different parts of starting a YouTube channel is harder, and that's just how it's going to be. Another thing to think about is, yes, maybe you fall under the category where you can't make money now because of YouTube, but I will say, like, even when you start making money, you are making very little money with YouTube. When I started getting monetized, I don't know exactly how many subscribers that was, but I would make maybe 40 cents per video. A lot of factors go into that, like how many views you're getting overall, how many subscribers you actually have, you know, what kind of advertisements are placed on your video. And a way this could help you is that when you start making money, maybe now because of the new rule, you have more subscribers, you have more people watching, you'll make more like $5 per video. Another plus to this rule could be that there are, sadly, YouTubers starting channels because they want the fame and the money that they see bigger YouTubers getting. I'm not saying that just because you want to make money with YouTube, you're a terrible person and you should get off YouTube, but if your sole purpose for starting a YouTube channel was to make money and to get fame, this new rule could possibly weed out those YouTubers and those creators so that the people who actually love to make videos have more space and more viewers watching them now. So in conclusion, I'm begging you all that if you are frustrated with this new rule, that is okay. However, don't stop creating videos and stop pursuing this hobby and passion that you love because of this new rule. What I recommend you guys to do is, if you're really wanting to reach monetization, go to your analytics and see how many more hours you need watched, see how many more subscribers you need, how many more views you need, and make goals for yourself and work really hard to reach those by creating the content that you love to create. And when you love your content, it shows in your videos. Your viewers can pick up on fakeness and genuineness. Of course, I would love every creator to, you know, make money and to grow and to inspire, but that's just not the way of the world. Not everyone is in it to inspire or to create quality content. And I think even though I don't agree that this was the way to handle certain situations that are happening on YouTube, which I won't get into all the drama right now, I do want to say that there is still hope for new creators, and don't let this completely shut you down and stop your passion. I added this quote in my email from, I don't know how to say his name, but it's written out in my email. And his quote is, "Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like." And so basically, you know, YouTube, it's a business. It's going to change. It's going to keep changing. Let that flow. But also, I want to add on to his quote that you're the one that lets these changes affect you. And so they're going to keep doing their thing. You just got to keep doing your thing and learn how to adapt these changes to better yourself. So I hope this podcast helped clear any air, any of the muddiness that comes with YouTube's new rule. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me on my social media. Send me an email. I love hearing from you guys. And if you love this and you want to help the podcast, the best way to do that is to go leave us a review and a rate on iTunes. Okay, I will see you next week. Have an awesome day. Bye, boss babes.